grace, mercy, and peace to you, from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
You are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You began your holy journey in Christ. You became a new person. You died and rose with Christ. Of course, with Lutherans, it's hard to show that, because like our Baptist friends and our Orthodox friends, they'll dunk you. You die and rise with Christ. You become a new person in Christ. Your faith journey begins. God has, through Martin Luther, said, you experience that every day. You know, there's the old Fred that wants to do it my way, and I'm in charge. Then I married Joan, and she said no. But God says no, too, because I'm here to serve a higher power, not Fred's ego, but to Christ in me. And so every day becomes a surrender to Christ and to pray that he, not I, work through me to you, so I'm a conduit. And that's through our baptism. We receive the Spirit so that could be possible. And he uses water for this. Water is so important. You know that 60% of your body is water? Do you know you could go for 3 weeks without food, but only 3 days without water? Water is such an important gift from God. I mean, you ever there when somebody gives birth? A lot of water. That's important. We get as little water. We have little gills when we're being born some people don't. Some people are born with gills, but you know, I wasn't. But you know, you're a water creature, and then you became a breathing person. It's a miracle. The whole birth situation is a miracle. And you know, without clean water, when Joan and I were at our son's graduation from Syracuse, one of the speakers talked about the water, how important it is, clean water. Without clean water, there's poverty. Without clean water, there's disease. Water is so important. And God uses water in many, many ways. I mean, he cleansed the earth with Noah and his family and started everything new. But the children of Israel, when they're trying to flee from Pharaoh and his chariots, the tanks of the... He parted the Sea of Reeds. The children of Israel walked across dry land. As soon as the tanks of Pharaoh, his chariots and the soldiers came back and wiped them out. Jesus with the woman from Samaria at the well. He said, I'll give you living water that gushes forth. She said, I want some of this water. So water is very important when you look at the biblical images of how God works. And today, Jesus goes to water, to the Jordan. I mean, Joan and I, in 1986, we had the wonderful joy of being with a trip. We went to the Jordan. And we have the little vial of Jordan water. I hope it was clean, because we put it in our kids' baptismal when we baptized them. It was just beautiful. St. Matthew tells us today, and Jesus came from Galilee to John at the river Jordan to be baptized by him. And John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, yet you come to me? And Jesus answered, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. The fact that the matter is Jesus didn't have to be baptized by John for the repentance of sins. I mean, Jesus is like us in every way. I mean, Jesus knows what it's like to be tempted. He knows what it's like to ask God for help. He knows what we go through, except the book of Hebrews says he did not sin. He did not sin. Yet if Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, then God has identified with us in every way. I mean, the whole Christmas cycle we went through is that Jesus, God, became man. You know, God came down as the Christ. That the shepherds knew about this. And today, this week, the Magi, the king, three kings knew about this. They followed the star and saw Jesus and his love. and then receive. And Jesus, the love we have in Jesus, the miracles, he took on the consequences of our sin. He didn't sin, but he took on our consequences, our pain, our suffering, our lying, our cheating, our thinking one person is better than another person. He took all that upon himself. And while he didn't need forgiveness, he gave forgiveness, because as he was on that cross suffering physically, mentally, spiritually, people were spitting on him and they were mocking him. Was he saying, "Father, forgive them. Forgive them." You know, we sing, and I hope our kids learn this song, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me." I hope you guys know that. Well, we could also sing today, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for his baptism tells me so." And Jesus loves you because you're baptism. We're baptized into Christ, and he knows us and shows us his love. And we see Almighty God entering into our lives in our baptism and making us his sons, his daughters, and daughters of God. And we can put on Christ every day and know that that's all we need. We don't have to prove ourselves. We don't have to listen to people that put us down. It's not self-esteem, it's God-esteem. We have the Holy Spirit. We have God. We are justified by his grace through faith in him. Matthew tells us when Jesus was baptized, suddenly the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending and alighting on him like a dove. Like a dove. And he heard the voice from heaven say, "This is my beloved Son, with him I am well pleased." This happened at Jesus' baptism. And it happens at our baptism. Do you know through your baptism God is well pleased with you too? That he loves you? That's how important you are to God. You know, let's look at what God does at our baptism. The first thing is, it says, the heavens were opened. Well, that's the trouble with translations. The word is, the heavens were torn open. Just like when Jesus died on the cross in the Holy of Holies, the sheet there was torn apart, and there was no division. That the heavens were torn open, and God came down. It goes back to Isaiah when Isaiah prays, "Why don't you tear the heavens open and come down?" Well, in Jesus' birth, in Jesus' baptism, God did and does. And the same is true for our baptism. The heavens open, and we are baptized in God's holy name, the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity. And the whole dynamic of God is that there's three in one, one in three. So in the world, the plurality of people should not surprise us, because God is this one dynamic. We are all one in Christ, but we are individuals. I love the illustration when you look at M&Ms, right? They have different colors. But you take a little bite and it's chocolate center. We have the Christ center in all of us. That is the joy of being baptized into Christ. And it's interesting, how does God's Spirit come down? Like a raptor? Like a hawk? Like an eagle? No. Like a what? Dove. Gentle. Loving. Humble. Attractive. Understanding. This is the real power in God. I mean, we don't get this in the world because of the fallenness of the world. We think we've got to be number one, we've got to be great, and everybody else are losers and all this stuff. That's Antichrist. That's the lie. No, in Christ, we look at ourselves as servants of God and then servants of each other. When we are baptized, we receive Christ's Spirit in our hearts, in our lives. And somebody once wrote a book, is the Holy Spirit is the shy member of the Holy Trinity, because the Holy Spirit always points to Christ, always points to Christ. So, at baptism, we not only the word proclaimed to us, the word comes with the water and makes a sacrament, as Luther said in the large catechism. But we have a name. We are called Christian. We are called sons and daughters of God. And we have an adventure mission to spread that word. This is an inward as well as an outward reality. In baptism, Christ comes to you totally, totally loves you. I remember when this first, I went to seminary and all that, and it was wonderful. I learned a lot of good things, and it's marvelous. I thank God for my seminary experience, but it wasn't until I was in spiritual direction at the Cynical on Fifth Avenue. Sister Judith was my spiritual director, and she was talking about to me, she said, you know, Fred, God loves you. I said, well, Sister Judith, you get really honest because you feel safe in that environment. You feel it's a safe container. And I said, I got some dark sides. You know what she said? God loves your dark side too. Whoa! I had tears in my eyes. Could God be that loving and that good? And that's one of the reasons I preach, because I believe that he's that good for you too, not just for me. When you start to think about it, it bowls you over, that amazing grace of God. You know, and I know, deep down inside, we need Christ. There's a hole in our soul. And it's booze or money or economics or politics. And none of those things will fill the hole. Only Jesus Christ will fill that hole, that spirit. Well, how do we know it's Jesus Christ? I mean, I've meditated with the Buddhists. I've worshipped with the Muslims. I've been with the Hindus. And they all have beautiful things to teach. But to me, it always comes down to Jesus. It's Jesus Christ. Because all those guys are dead. Jesus died and rose again. Jesus Christ is alive with us and in us. If we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and the trust that this is true, he's already with us and in us. You know, we pray about the kingdom of heaven. Well, actually, the word is plural, heavens. It's like the air. It's like every breath, Christ is with us. Every heartbeat, Christ is with us. That's neat. I didn't know that. Well, why Jesus? Okay, when I was a young pastor, I read all the books I could by Henry Cloud, Dr. Henry Cloud. He wrote the book Boundaries. Wonderful. He's a Christian a psychologist. And he also had a radio show called The New Life Live. And he was in California. And one day, an atheist called and said, I don't believe this God business. I don't believe any of this. And Henry Cloud said, well, he said, why don't you try this? Just try this. Just say, God, I don't believe in you. Show me that you're present. Take a leap of faith. Well, a few weeks later, there was this lady that was listening to this on the radio, and she had a problem. So she came and made an appointment to see Dr. Cloud, and she said, you know, I did what you said. I asked God, and he came to me. And so Cloud said, well, what's the problem? What's the problem? He said, well, I felt peace. I felt love. I felt no anxiety. And I felt it was Jesus. So I thought, yeah, that's how you would feel to talk to you and God. If God would come to you, it'd be Jesus. What's the problem? Well, I asked God for help, and Jesus showed up. And Cloud said, well yeah, that would be what he would show up if you ask of God. She said, but I'm Jewish. It was a surprise. And this was a teachable moment for Cloud. He could say, okay, well, the Old Testament and the prophets and the Lamb of God who was slain and became his, you talk about all this and said, how that points to Jesus. And it started clicking for her. And eventually she did become baptized, became a Christian. You know, and from his baptism, Jesus began his ministry adventure. And so do we in our baptism. That's when we began to know that we are baptized in God's name and we have an adventure to share the gospel. And at baptism, You became everything. You don't have to do anything to prove anything. God's love is there. But at the same time, it's paradoxical. Law and gospel, blah, 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 blah. You grow into your baptism. You grow into love. You grow into patience. Like today, I was coming to church and all lights were green. I said, thank you, Jesus. But if they were red, if I'm really spiritually mature, I'll say, thank you, Jesus, for teaching me patience. You know, I'd always get there. But we grow into what we became in our baptism. And the Bible, the gospel, the stories, the epistles help us with that. Martin Luther talked about that, too. And he said about growing into our baptism. He said, and I have this above my desk downstairs. This remind me. This life, therefore, is not godliness, but the process of becoming godly. Not health, but healing. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not yet finished, but it is actively going on. This is not the end, but it is the right road. At present, everything does not shine in glory, but everything is being glorified. You, child of God, begin that journey and continue that journey every day in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.